Thank you, Lord, for watching over us. Thank you for forgiving us of our sins. And we come, Lord, to repent of our sin and to ask for the cleansing of the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Wash us, Lord, as white as snow. And Father, we come before you to uplift prayers on behalf of our missionaries, the Lermas, as well as the Meritus, who are serving in Moldova. Father, we pray that you would have your hand upon each one of them, watch over them, protect them, keep all of our missionaries across this nation and around the world safe. We ask, God, that you would open opportunities for them to share the gospel. And Lord, I pray that you will bless us of ourselves, that we might be a blessing to them, praying for them, giving of our tithes and our offerings every week that goes to support those missionaries on the field. So thank you, Lord, for the blessing we have to be a part of their work all the way around the world. And Father, we just ask for your will to be done as you lead us closer and closer to you. Bless this service this morning. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. And amen. Again, let me just remind you, you can do your giving with the envelopes that are in front of you. You can do that online, highlandbaptistchurch.com. Go to the far right-hand side, click that Give Online tab, and it's real easy to do that there. You can set up a one-time gift, a recurring gift, however you want to do that. Want to also just remind you about the connection cards. If you've not got one of those, they're in the holders down here at the front and the sides. You can see me if you want to get one. I have a couple. If your phone numbers change, your emails change, or you've never given us this information, you would like to be on our call-out list, you would like to get our newsletter, any of those things, if you would fill that out, place it in an offering plate, or hand it to us, bring it back to the church anytime. Just wanted to remind you that. Don't forget the YouVersion Bible app. As you see the QR code on the screen, we have started our new 30-day prayer challenge emphasis. Started it last month and into this month, so it can begin anytime you want. It is a 30-day prayer challenge. It's by Jack Graham. It's called Lord, Hear Our Cry. I encourage you to go to the website, to the QR code there, or go to your app store on either device, search up the Bible app there. When you connect to our church, when you discover our church and set it as your church, you will find it there under our church. It'll show you our Bible reading plan that we have up right now. Also, don't forget the men's night of prayer night of worship that's coming up February the 28th over at Rutledge Falls Baptist Church. Just wanted to remind you about that. And then I also have one other thing. We mentioned last week that we wanted to share with you more about the Bless app. You can scan that QR code with your devices at home or on the screen. It is in your bulletin, so you can scan it from your bulletin. What it is is being a blessing to our neighbors first and foremost by praying. And so we want you to watch this quick video to share a little bit more about what the Bless ministry and app is about.
Am I a city on a hill? Am I a light in the darkness? Am I shining for everyone to see? How can we actually be a blessing? How can we bless one another? Every great move of God begins with prayer.
This move begins now.
With prayer, chains are broken. Prisoners are freed. Because of prayer, walls fall down, seas split wide, and doors open up. Every great move of God begins with prayer. This move begins here.
It begins at home.
Right on our own street. Who are your five closest people to you? What do they need? How are they hurting? What are they longing for? We're called to a mission field in our communities. Get the visibility that you've never had before.
And turn your neighborhood into your mission field.
The time is now to join nearly 126,000 people who've already began praying for their neighborhoods. With a simple app, you can find your neighbors
and begin
praying for them today. Bless begins with prayer. Listen, eat, serve, and story. Share your story. Adopt your community and daily pray for the people in your community. Sign up and start today. Join the movement. Won't you be my neighbor?
And do you know who your five closest neighbors are? We want to encourage you to be a part of this ministry. It will, as you scan that, you'll become and enroll in that. You'll become a light in your community, and it'll send you a notification every week to be praying for. You can set up for how often you want that notification to come to pray for five of your closest neighbors. And that's where it begins, is with prayer. So please take the time to do that. The QR code is in your bulletin there also, as well as the newsletter that you received early. Go to the mic.
Take your hymnals now and turn with us on 291. And if you enjoy singing with the display, just sing off of that too. But we're going to sing Beneath the Cross of Jesus, 291. I fain would take my stand. Thou shalt on the mighty rock within the holy land, a home within the wilderness, a rest upon the way from the burning of the noontide. And the burden of the day. Upon the cross of Jesus, my eye at times can see the very dying form of one who suffered there for me. And from my smitten heart with tears to wonders I confess, the wonders of His glorious love and my unworthiness. I take across the shadow for my abiding place. I ask no other sunshine than the sunshine of His face. Content to let the world go by, to know no gain nor loss. My sinful self, my only shame, my glory all. The cross.
Back at Christmas, when we did our Christmas cantata, one of the songs we were not able to sing, but we wanted to still sing it for you. It is a song that goes for any time of the year. It is talking about the light of the world, Jesus Christ. And so prayerfully listen to this song this morning.
Can you? child breaks with the tears of a mother. A baby's cry is the sound of love. Come down, come down, Emmanuel. Whoa, here's the song for the suffering. Here's Messiah, the Prince of Peace has come. He has come, Emmanuel. Glory to the light of the world. Glory to the light of the world.
As we sing 544, and I think I said stand with us, so stand and sing 544, Redeemed How I Love to Proclaim It. Children's Church on this side during this song. Go ahead, Ms. Pat. My rapture can tell. I know that the light of His presence with me doth continually dwell. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the
the blood of the Lamb, redeemed, redeemed, His child and forever I am. I think of my blessed Redeemer, I think of Him all the day long. I sing, for I cannot be silent. His love is the theme of my song. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, His shouting forever I am. I know I shall see in His beauty the King in whose law I delight, who lovingly guardeth my footstep and giveth me song in the night. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, His child and forever.
Take your Bibles this morning, if you will, and turn to the book of Romans, chapter 3, and verse 19, down through verse 26. Does anybody remember what last Sunday's sermon was called? Look at there, some people listened. Sometimes that's a little trick question. Today is righteous, righteous, righteous. Is the title for our passage, and you're going to see that here. I will not get through everything I wanted to share with you this morning, so we will break that off to next Sunday, Brother Mike, to re-come back to this passage in our order of services that we have, our sermons. But Romans chapter 3, verse 19 and verse 20 is what we want to begin reading with. So if you would, take your Bibles, turn there, Romans chapter 3, verse 19 and 20. Stand, if you would, for the reading of God's Word in honor of His Word. Now we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be stopped and the whole world may be held accountable to God. For by works of the law, no human being will be justified in his sight, since through the law comes the knowledge of sin. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, what a powerful verse these two verses are. Father, that you have shown us here that there is no way for us in keeping the law to earn our right standing before you, to be righteous, to be saved, to know Jesus as our Lord and Savior. There is nothing we can do in that in keeping the law. Yet the law has its purpose. And so, Father, I pray this morning that you would use this passage that we're going to be looking at here about righteousness and how we can be righteous even though we still make mistakes, even though we still sin, even though we still fall. Even though we live in a fallen world. Father, I pray for your will to be done in our hearts and our lives this morning. May your word be powerful. May it be alive in our lives. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen and amen. You can be seated. You know, let me ask you a question. How many of you, and you don't have to raise your hand for this, but how many here feel truly righteous? I mean, you feel this morning confident, standing before God, knowing that your life is exactly what it ought to be. You know, most of us don't feel that way. Deep down, our conscience whispers our guilt. Our heart knows that we fall short. And the Bible confirms that. Paul writes in verse 10 that we've already looked at, none is righteous. No, not one. In verses 19 and 20 that we read, he just told us there that no one can keep the law. None of that brings us to a right standing before God. And then again, in verse 23, he tells us, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. He doesn't say some, he says all. And that's a hard reality for us to face. And yet, the scripture also says this in Proverbs chapter 28 and verse 1, and says, the righteous are bold as a lion. Bold as a lion. How can that be? How could anybody live boldly before a holy God when our heart condemns us, when our failures are staring us right in the face? That's the question that we're looking at in these verses that Paul is trying to address this morning. I want you to imagine what it's like to live in fear and guilt every day. Maybe it's a difficult conversation you have at work. Maybe it's a financial crisis. Maybe you're fearful of the uncertainty of raising children. Most of us walk through life like that. We're anxious, we're hesitant, we're unsure. And it's okay that sometimes those feelings come, but we ought not to stay there. Because the Word of God points to a life for us as believers, a life of fearless confidence, a life of boldness that doesn't come from the perfection of ourselves, from the perfection of our performance, but comes from something far greater. It comes from God's righteousness that is credited to us through the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me illustrate this with a story. It was in 1759. William Cowper, or Cooper, some call him, he was a smart man, but he was also a sensitive man, a loving, compassionate man. He suffered a complete mental breakdown. He had tried to attempt suicide three times. He believed he was hopelessly condemned. And it was one day, through the providence of God, he was admitted himself to an insane asylum. He encountered a doctor there who shared the gospel with him. And then later he found a Bible lying on a bench in a garden there. And he opened it, and as he was reading it, he opened to Romans chapter 3 and verse 25 and read of Christ's sacrifice for sin. And instantly the gospel broke into his darkness. He realized that God's righteousness could be his. Not anything he had done, but because of what Christ has done. Later, after he checked himself out of the asylum, he met a man by the name of John Newton. Many of you know John Newton. Amazing Grace, John Newton. And John told him he wanted him to help him to write a hymn book. He encouraged him to write poetry, wanted him to help write this hymn book. And from that moment on, fear turned to boldness, despair to hope, and Cowper lived the rest of his life in courage, serving God faithfully, and writing hymns that we still sing today. One of those is God Moves in a Mysterious Way. Another is God of My Life, to thee we call. But one that's even more familiar to us is that there is a fountain filled with blood. You see, that's the power of God's righteousness. There's many other examples that you could look at of individuals who saw that, who were in darkness, in sin in their lives, and the power of the gospel, even especially here in the book of Romans, transformed and changed their lives. You see, boldness that he's talking about here is not about us. It's not about who we are. It's about who God is. And so we're going to see today how the righteous, which are those who have placed their faith in Jesus Christ, how the righteous can stand tall and face the future unafraid and live courageously in the midst of life's uncertainties. And as we study God's Word together, you're going to see here that boldness is available to you also this morning. Not because of anything you've done, not because you're perfect, but because of His faithfulness. Now last week, as we said, we saw that we are guilty, guilty, guilty. But today we're going to see that we can be righteous, righteous, righteous. So the first point I want you to see today, as we've already mentioned in the question, is who feels righteous. Look at verse 21. And verse 22, as we continue on with that thought. Verse 21 says, but now the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law, although the law and the prophets bear witness to it. The righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe, for there is no distinction. Again, Proverbs tells us in Proverbs 28, verse 1, the righteous are bold as a lion. And that raises the question, who are these righteous people that the Bible is talking about, and how could anybody live fearlessly before God? Several things I want you to see about this is that the righteous people are bold because they hope in God. The righteous people are bold because they hope in God. Understand that this boldness begins when we stop relying on ourselves and we start relying on the strength of God, trusting Him to hold our lives and the lives of those we love in His hands. Now, that doesn't deny the fact that life brings its hardships. Life brings its sorrows and its uncertainty. But you, as a believer, in the midst of that, can stand unafraid, clothed in God's strength, knowing that your life is in His hands. These righteous people that He's talking about here are not fearless because they were perfect. They're fearless because they trusted in the one who is perfect. Their hope was not in themselves. Paul is saying their hope is in God. And that raises the question, is there a righteousness that can belong to us even though we're sinners? Can God declare us righteous even when we know that we fall short? What we learn from the scriptures is that God does provide a righteousness that is not our own. Look again at verse 21. But now the righteousness of God has been manifested.